16. The World of Teachers. I love to associate with my fellow teachers. We meet at least twice each week at the Faculty Association meetings. At these meetings, we often talk about our classes over a wonderful snack of assorted fruits. We're a close-knit group, although we're quite different in character. Jane is one of my most astute colleagues. She teaches a course in astronomical phenomenon. Her students are often astonished when she talks about black holes and her theory of the shrinking universe. But she is careful to assuage their concerns. She assures them that her theory is based on a number of assumptions that may turn out to be untrue. My friend Bob teaches nuclear physics. He says it's all about atoms, atomic particles, and atomization. I assume he knows what he's talking about. He must know, given how assuredly he speaks about the subject. Mary teaches religion. However, she is an atheist. She has an excellent sense of humor. She often jokes about how she may end up having to atone for not believing in God. Jim is our school's physical education teacher. He's a natural athlete, and he loves basketball. He never fails to astound us with his ability to dunk a basketball backwards without looking. Lastly, there's Sally, our teacher of geometry. She likes to talk about symmetrical and asymmetrical triangles. Frankly, it drives me crazy to think about those things. But I like her stimulating personality. She probably knows how to turn a boring subject into a fascinating one. As for me, I teach art. It brings out my creative side.